to death. Hey, you want to listen to best scoops about wrestling? Turn into Cloverleaf Radio or be square.
All right, Jimmy Falcon, without further ado, why don't we welcome on the air wrestling legend and Cauliflower Alley Club Iron Mike Mazurki Award winner of 2007, Don Leo Jonathan.
Don Leo, thanks so much for coming on. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Is this Jimmy?
This is Jimmy, sir. How's it going?
Hey, everything up here is doing great. What part of the country are you in?
I am in Illinois, unfortunately. It's kind of hot up here today, and my co-host is in Oregon. How's everything up in Canada?
Well, everything up here's good. The sun's shining, the rain's quit, and we can get back out in the garden again.
Very nice.
That's good.
I actually had a question for you. Recently Playboy Buddy Rose passed away. You actually wrestled your final match teaming with Andre the Giant and Rowdy Piper to take on the Sheepherders and Buddy Rose in Vancouver on March 10th, 1980. What was working with Buddy Rose like?
He was a good fellow. He was a pretty good performer, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Do you have any memories you could share?
With Buddy?
Yeah, about Buddy Rose.
I didn't know him that well. He had come along a little bit after I did, and I was only in the one, I was only here on the West Coast, the Northwest, with him for a short time. Now, I had seen him at different, functions, Cauliflower Alley Club and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got to know him a little better, but we never done anything together, really, just wrestled.
Oh, okay. Also, I wanted to know, it says here on your wiki page, like, you wrestled as the Mormon Giant for a while. Who came up with that gimmick?
Who came up with the Mormon Giant?
Yeah.
Fred Kohler.
Oh, wow.
You remember Fred Kohler?
The name sounds familiar.
He was a promoter in Chicago
mm-hmm.
during the 50s and early 60s.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
And that's when I came in, and we used to wrestle in the Marigold Garden, the Jack Brick House.
Oh, okay.
Is the Marigold Garden still around?
I don't know. Jimmy, is it around? That'd be towards you.
Is what still around?
The gardens. Jack Brick House.
Yes, it is.
At the Marigold Gardens.
Yes, yeah, it's still around.
Is it?
it's still going after all these years.
Yeah, 50 years ago I was there.
Dang.
And that was a long time ago, Don. Hope you don't feel any age over 20.
Well, to me, age is just something that happens, and I just happened to be there at that time. When I got the when I was back east there, and I was put into the Hall of Fame in '06. There was
that's something that most people can't say is that they're Hall of Fame inductees, so I bet you're pretty happy about that.
Well, it only took 56 years.
Dang.
Well,
it's
the most dedicated guys that get in.
Very true.
You worked your butt off for it, so. I know you're really proud.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually wanted to know, you know, you've worked all around the world, including Europe, South Africa, Australia, and Japan. What's your favorite place to wrestle when you were wrestling?
My favorite place? Well, my favorite country other than the United States and Canada, although I had a great love for Japan. I really enjoyed Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, I love South Africa because, well, every place you go, people are nice. I've never found any place that I've gone that the people haven't been nice. But they were my kind of people in South Africa.
Oh, okay.
So the fan base was really strong over there?
The what?
The fan base?
The fan base?
Yeah, I said the fan base really good over there.
Yes, they were good fans. They loved their wrestling, and they have a lot of good amateurs. But for years, their amateurs couldn't compete because of apartheid and the sanction.
Oh wow! Really?
But they had some great wrestlers.
What are your thoughts on wrestling today?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
Well, the guys are making a lot of money, and you can't knock success. They're completely different than we were, and our only cut at the thing is that we laid the foundation. All them years of work we done laid the foundation for what's going on now.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get the chance to work for Vince Sr.?
I wrestled for Vince Sr., and I wrestled for Vince's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff McMahon had a, in 1951, he had a territory, in New York, and he went out to Pennsylvania and stuff, the smaller towns, and Toots Mont at that time. He had Madison Square Garden and, Baltimore, some of the bigger towns.
Oh, okay. Did you enjoy working for him?
I did. Yes, I enjoyed working for him. Actually, the last trip that Jeff made, he made it with me, and we went to a little town in Pennsylvania. And he said, I'm not feeling good. I'm going to stay over tonight and take the plane back tomorrow. And he passed away that night.
Oh, wow. That's not good. That sucks.
No, it's just things that happen.
Yeah, well, of course, you know.
But it's just something I remembered. So I knew the three generations of the McMahons.
Oh, okay. What are your thoughts on Vince Jr., the one running it right now?
What's that?
I said, what are your thoughts on Vince Jr., the one that's running it right now?
I never got to know Vince very well. I was working for his dad, and Junior was always around, and he helped us with the promos, and he done announcing and interviewing. I haven't met him since he became a promoter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you had any run-ins with him or not.
No, the only time that I really had anything to do with him was about 72, 74 was the last time I seen him.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Jimmy, go ahead.
So what was it like for you to teaming up with Andre in your last match after you guys had those hard-fought battles up in Canada?
I'd sooner be with him than against him. When I was a tag match with him, we were pretty invincible.
Yeah, that's understandable. You guys are both really big.
Yeah. A lot of people just don't understand how big and how strong Andre was. A lot of them kind of looked at him as being some type of a throwback in nature or so forth, but he was a very compassionate, caring, and you never really knew how strong he was until you had a round or two with him.
Yeah, that's
he was just a great man.
Was he? Okay. What are your thoughts on Dominic DiNucci? I know you got to work with him for a while.
Yeah, Dominic, of course, he was, the last time I wrestled with him, we was both in our, well, he would have been in his 30s and I'd have been in my early 40s. But, you know, the last time I wrestled him was probably 40 years ago. but he looked, you know, he was good and he was fast and he was in good shape. And he had the ability to draw a crowd.
Oh, okay. Jimmy, go ahead.
So, what was it like, what's your opinions on Gene Kaniski and you guys winning titles together and your feud with him?
Gene is another guy that is... He was really a great guy. He was, and he still is. Of course, he is quite opinionated, and he was only wrong once in his life for about a week till he found out that he was wrong once, and then he found out he was right a week later, so... He was a big, strong, wiry guy, hard to hurt. He was like Kowalski, just suck up punishment, and it didn't seem to bother him at all.
Yeah, we were supposed to interview Gene on Wednesday, and unfortunately, we had some problems with our network. But we're hoping to get him on soon. But yeah, Gene Kaniski, really, really big legend and, you know, one of the strongest in the business.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had him.
All right. I'll call you. Call me after you're done with dinner. All right.
But anyways, yeah, that's really good. And so what's some of your other memories of you know, back in the old school days?
Well, you know, a lot of the guys you will talk to will remember the bad times. And there was a lot of bad times. There was a lot of hurts. There was a lot of time spent in hospitals. There was a lot of time when you felt dejected, when you didn't do as well as you thought you should have. I would say for myself, as the overall picture, I enjoyed it. It's got its ups and downs, and it has its good and its bad, but I found more good in it than I did bad. You know, when you're laying up with broken bones, things look pretty gloomy, and you don't know if you're going to be able to go back again. You don't know if you're going to be able to meet the expectations of the fans, because you always want to give them 110% of yourself. But in all, it was a great trip. And it lasted, you know, I was in competition professionally for about 32 years. And I met a lot of great guys. I met some that weren't so great, but they had their own stories to tell. But I enjoyed the trip, and I enjoyed the different countries I went to, and the different people I met, and the different religious aspects of people. And that's right from the Zulus living down on the Cape to the Ainus in northern Japan. The world's full of good people.
Yeah. What are your memories of appearing in the 1978 Sylvester Stallone movie, Paradise Alley?
Well, I remember it was about a 15-hour day, and I'd done my part in 30 seconds, and it was a take and a wrap. So I watched a lot of the other guys struggle through it.
Dang.
My time before the camera was short.
Yeah, I can understand that. I've done small parts on TV shows too, and the time on set never usually as much as the time you're actually behind the camera.
Yeah. When the guy says that's a wrap, then you go back and sit on the bench and wait for the rest of them. But he's a nice guy, you know, that Sylvester. He, although I didn't get to know him really, only being around there, I was there on the set for 3 days, and he was very busy, but he was, he would take time to come and talk to you and answer questions, and all my kids got autographs. Yeah.
What are your memories of Dutch Savage?
Oh, Dutch. Well, when I first met Dutch, he had just left the Pennsylvania Highway Patrol. And he came out here to the Northwest and started wrestling, and he cut a pretty wide swath up here.
Mm.
Yeah, he knew his craft well.
Oh, okay.
I really appreciate Dutch, because he actually put me in contact with you, Don, so I'm really glad he helped us that way.
Dutch is a great guy. Dutch was just inducted into the Portland Wrestling Hall of Fame. He's the first ever inductee into that Hall of Fame, actually.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I talked to Dutch once a month, probably. He's the one that called me and told me about Buddy Rose.
Oh, wow.
And if there's someone that's trying to get in touch with me or so forth, they generally get in touch with Dutch, and then Dutch will contact me.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, he has a website that quite a few people, I guess, log on to.
Yeah, it's DutchSavage.com. It gets a lot of hits.
because he doesn't just do his wrestling stuff on there. He also does his stuff as a minister.
Yeah, and I was quite happy for him when he was ordained.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Don, maybe you need a website.
I don't know how to work it. That is one thing. I thought I was pretty smart until they come up with them machines.
Computers?
Those computers are, they're still a little foreign to me.
Not everybody can figure it out. I know a lot of wrestlers that can't use computers.
And you know, with the things that I've done, with the things that we have developed within the diving business, the world is still using tables that our company designed.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and the things that we, the underwater stuff with the submarines and everything else, I didn't have a lot of trouble with that because I understood physics. Never could work the problems very good, but I could understand concepts.
Oh, okay.
And put them together. But computers, I just haven't had the time to sit down and learn how to use one. We have one here.
Does Rose get on it?
I think I can turn it on.
Well, I was going to say, does Rose use it, or does it just set abandoned?
No, Rose uses it mostly. And well, I don't use it at all. She can get me onto something, and then I can go through it and read what I need and move that little mouse thing until I run out of green, and then I got all her.
Dang.
Yeah, when that little green thing comes to an end, boy, that's it.
Jimmy, go ahead.
So what's your remembering about your father as a wrestler?
Well, I made a lot of trips with my dad when I was younger. I spent a year with him when I was 5 in Los Angeles. That's when I got that little bit of stuff in with our gang comedies. And I know when... when I was very young, that's when I got to know Mike Mazurki. I was 5 years old when I first met him. And I remember I was in a studio with Shirley Temple when I was 5. I don't know. I'm getting sort of lost. I start thinking about things and then I forget them talking.
No problem.
That's what happens when you get in your early 20s. Don, you about 24, 25 years old?
That's what I feel like, except in the mornings and all day.
About 1% of the time, you're saying?
Hey. I'm not very far off of that 80 mark.
What do you
know? At least you got your mind. That's most people.
Well, that I can't think of anything that would be worse.
What are your memories
you
of?
You know,
yeah.
With all the memories that I have, I don't remember them all at once, but like just talking to you guys and the questions you ask will sometimes bring up things that I haven't thought about for years and years and years and years.
Mm-hmm. It's understandable.
You know, but as far as being with my dad, we started out, when I come out of the Navy, started wrestling professionally, he and I, in the Winter Gardens in San Francisco, wrestled the Garibaldis, Leo and Gino, and that was the first father and son tag team match that had been recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
Bottom of the sun matches these days are a flash in the pan, but that's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Of course, I was 19 at the time. Yeah, and then when I, that year in 1951, Dad and I was wrestling in Denver, and then he went back to Salt Lake. And I went to New York, and I wrestled Mick Roberts on the first TV show that went live coast to coast. I was on the first match with Mick Roberts, so I have that distinction. I was the first broadcast that went coast to coast.
Wow.
Big honor.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, you bring me things, you ask questions, bring things to mind. There's actually quite a bit of stuff I've done.
What are your memories of Whipper Billy Watson?
Yeah, I remember Billy. I wrestled in Toronto off and on several different occasions. I used to live down in Ridgeway, Crystal Beach, down near the border, the Buffalo border on the river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I used to go to Toronto every week for about 6-8 months, and I got to know Billy fairly good. I remember one time the thing that really stands out, not a match or anything, that he was so happy he had caught a 5-pound smallmouth bass. And he was having it mounted. when he won the world championship, he wasn't that happy.
Dang. Jimmy, go ahead.
So what's your opinions and memories of Pat O'Connor?
When Pat came over from New Zealand, I had the pleasure of wrestling him quite a few times, and then we was in Quebec, and I wrestled him in a place called La Tour in Quebec City. And he power-drived me, and I had a 25-inch neck for about 6 months.
Dang.
Oh, yeah, he really...
What memories?
Really boogered my neck up. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And a kid the name of Red Kilpatrick. He was a chiropractor before he started wrestling, and I was going through Albuquerque, had a match there, and he was there, and I asked him, I said, do you think there's anything you could do with my neck? He checked it, and he says, well, after the matches, you go up and get her loosened up. He says, when you come back, I'll give her a go. And he fixed it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I've had a lot of problems with it since, but that's, I can remember Pat O'Connor every time I go to move and something seizes up in my neck. I says, okay, Pat, that's it. That's enough.
You had the chance to work with Jimmy Snuka before he actually made it big. What are your memories of Jimmy?
I thought Jimmy was quite an athlete for his size. He was really great. You imagine what a guy like him could do if he would have weighed 300 pounds.
For real.
Oh, he was a flyer.
Yeah, he still is.
He is? I haven't seen him.
He still wrestles.